cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're in deep trouble. Incredibly ruthless swindlers that make Madoff look like an angel are in control. They've got our military under their control. Strike anywhere on the earth in an hour. Missiles. Drudge is top linked to our article. We'll talk about it after the break with Gerald. Sprint launches soon to be mandatory emergency alert messages. They're taking over the computers, the phones, Jumbotron, tattletale screens. The crooks are going to use the threat of terrorism to clamp down. Gerald's with us in this segment, the next. Very gracious to spend time with us. We'll also tell you in the next segment how you can subscribe to his amazing Trends Journal. And he did predict they'd start grabbing people's accounts and things. This was him just getting gold and had his money in an account to buy it, and they stole that. He was getting the physical gold. So let me tell you, this has pushed my timetable forward. Gerald, you got cut off by the break. This is a short segment. Aaron Dykes is up there in the command chair at InfoWars headquarters in Austin. I'm here in Arizona reporting on the globalist takeover. They're preparing to take over the public lands and receivership, just like Greece. So, Aaron, you pop in anytime. Gerald, please continue with the point you were trying to make as we went to break. And then I want to ask you the question after the break, when the full audience is tuned in. Some stations don't carry this segment. What are you going to do individually against these people that took your money? Gerald Celente.
All right. First of all, finishing what I was saying, is bigger than NF Global. It's a takeover in every way. Look, Alex, those of us that are old enough to remember, and I think about this whole generation, two generations have no idea what this country used to be like. People could open up a hardware store. You didn't have to go to work as a clerk for Lowe's or Home Depot. You could have your own store. People used to open up their own pharmacies, their drug stores with soda fountains in them. I was a soda jerk during the end of that era. You didn't have to work as a clerk for CVS or Walmart or Rite Aid. People used to be able to open up their own mom and shop stores. Clothing stores for men and women. You didn't have to go to Walmart, which controls 10% of the action, and be a clerk for them. People in this country used to be able to start their own businesses and be their own entrepreneurs. And now what they've done, they've taken over virtually every industry in this country. Under Clinton with the broadcasting, putting in the power of the hands of a few. Clear Channel. You know, give me a break, Clear Channel. Clear ripoff. One after another. They've deregulated this country. Laws that were put in place at the turn of the other century to stop the robber barons from robbing us. So what I'm saying is the MF Global is only part of a much bigger picture. So you ask me, what can we do? There's only one thing I believe, a couple of things we could do, but one of them is break the chains. All you cops out there that keep eating donuts, and you have pension plans, and you have these wonderful retirement plans, you want to see your money when you retire? Guess what? You're not going to get it. Because it's going to go under, most likely, like-minded. So instead of going to Dunkin' Donuts, go to your local coffee shop. What people need to understand, Alex, is that these huge companies, and the MF Global is the perfect example, are so leveraged that you take away a little bit, like $700 million to the entire CME group, and you start seeing the whole thing collapse. The whole thing begins to collapse. All you need to do is, everybody, if you do your share and stop supporting the chains, we could bring this country back to an entrepreneurial country. Another thing, I keep hearing it all the time. You know, they blame labor for everything. You want everyday low prices? You have everyday low quality with everyday low quality jobs.
You got to stay there, Gerald. Got to go break. Sorry to interrupt. We'll be right back. Stay with us. TrendsResearch.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here reporting from Arizona. I'm traveling across the Southwest, filing video reports at InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to have a bunch of video tonight of some of the police state activity we've witnessed, 7 o'clock Central at PrisonPlanet.tv. Of course, Gerald Celente is with us for the rest of this segment, TrendsResearch.com. He heads up the Trends Research Institute, and he really helped break the dam on the cover-up 3 days ago, the fact that MF Global was keeping people's money. That was not in the news, really, until then. Now it's admitted, but the media's like, well, the CFTC did say this was illegal, but no one's going to get in trouble. It's a new system. We take your money out of your own personal account. That was illegal before, but now it's a new system. We've got to do this, the Wall Street Journal says, to save things. And Bloomberg Radio, CNBC, TV, that I've heard them all say over and over again, well, we got to get rid of freedom in Europe. That'll fix the system. If you take everything and raise taxes and cut benefits, that will prop up the world system. It's the banksters that destroyed the world system. And they're using this, they're riding this tiger as they destroy the system to gain all the power. Now, Gerald Celente is our guest. We're also top linked on Drudge, drudgereport.com. Sprint launches soon to be mandatory emergency alert messages. Again, I've seen them activating all the stuff now that they've been getting ready for martial law for decades. That's how I've been able to come on air in the last few years and say, we're getting close. This is going to happen next. They're going to call it a technocracy. Remember that ad I cut 3 months ago saying a global banking technocracy? What does all the news say? Thank God the technocrats are going to save us. Technocrat is an authoritarian system, meaning a faceless technological bureaucrat. It's like, you know, calling Hitler a fascist. Well, this is a form of fascist, creepy behind the scenes, not ostentatious, but little, you know, like a bed bug that creeps out at 3 a.m. and sucks your blood. This is not a big frontal assault like Hitler, Stalin, Mao. Okay, this is a creeping, sneaky attack. And Gerald Celente is our guest. After he leaves us coming up here in about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to go to your phone calls with Aaron Dykes and then follow my report here on air next hour dealing with the UN takeover. Gerald, it's all coming true, as you said. Because you're a guy who never plugs himself. How do people get your incredible weekly trends blast? I know a lot's on the website. How do they also get the big quarterly report that is so in-depth that you do, that you really craft and polish like a sculptor with such precision? How do they find out more?
Thank you. TrendsJournal.com, TrendsJournal.com. And again, I want to say, Alex, that we do our best to make the Trends Journal available to everyone. So we know people are having a difficult time out there, believe me. And so we have a discount request form. If you can't afford the full price and you're having problems, just fill out the form. Nothing in depth or personal. And we will do our very best to make sure that you get it, because it's very important that people prepare for what was coming ahead. And if you can't see what's going to come ahead, if you're going to be blinded by the news and you're not prepared for it, you better be, because the worst is yet to come. We are about to enter the winter of discontent. And I have one thing to say, Alex. Stop using the word bankers. I don't believe it's appropriate. They're loan sharks. The loan sharks are in control.
Yes.
That's all they are. And by the way, that other word that they use, commodities brokers, stock brokers, The reason they call them brokers is because you're broker than you were before you started. That's what they are. They're brokers. They'll break you down. They'll steal your money. Look at all the trillions that were lost when the panic of 08 struck. Look at all the people that lost their pensions. Look at all the people that lost their retirement and savings. Their money in those legacy stocks that would never go down.
And none of them went to jail. Happens? Only Madoff, and as Madoff said from prison, he did what is standard procedure by the big boys. He was the founder of the NASDAQ. How fast do you see this degenerating? And I know you're not somebody to be, you know, to be pushed around, Gerald. You're a serious guy. What are you personally, you may not want to disclose it, but what are you planning to do against these crooks who now have just said, nah, we're taking your money?
You know, I'm doing what I can, but you're fighting against, you know, the system is so rigged that you can't get in there. So what I'm doing is I'm exposing the crooks. I'm exposing the cons and the frauds. And please put up that video that you had. I forget the fellow who did the piece on it last night, who posted it. He did an excellent job in reviewing it about the CME group. And they're either, as I said, it's either a lie, a con, or a fraud. They said they were going to guarantee it up to $100 billion. So what my work is, as yours is to keep exposing it. And we could change the system.
Are you talking about Rob
Dew? Everyone else speaks up.
Sure. Well, let's get more into that and then get Aaron's take on this. But Gerald, are you talking about the nightly news last night hosted by Rob Dew?
Yes, but not that. Rob did a great job, but whoever posted the piece on there, that what we broke about the CME Group's Duffy, Terrence Duffy, saying that no one lost a penny with CME Group, and that the CME Group, which is the exchange, like the New York Stock Exchange, the Commodities and Derivatives Exchange, they said they're backing this by $100 billion. So whoever posted that piece on your site, I forgot his name, he did a great job in it.
Was it Paul Watson? Was it Patrick Henningsen?
No, another name.
Aaron Dykes? Kurt Nemo?
Yes. That was
okay.
It. Kurt did it.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Tell me the headline, and then after you leave us, we'll play that piece because I haven't seen it. I've been on the road. Why is this so bombshell? Break down for folks what you're talking about specifically.
I sent this piece to you specifically because it says I have a videotape of the head of the CME Group, Terrence Duffy, saying that no one's ever lost a penny with the CME Group in commodities exchange going back to the Depression, and that they are guaranteeing it to a tune of $100 billion. He said this at a press conference with Mayor Daley last year. They've gone, as I said, it's either a con, a lie, or a fraud.
Okay, so you're saying Kurt Nemo did an article in that video, and we need to get that out to people. We'll certainly cover that.
You know, everyone should send it viral. Send it all to the media. It's the biggest breaking story out there.
Gerald,
whole system is a fraud, and this proves it.
Gerald, do you remember the headline on that? And we'll repost it on the front page and make sure it gets emailed out. Or we'll call Nemo up here to the front office and find out what the headline is and put Nemo in studio. Because this is big. The fact that they're telling you, hey, this is 100% backed, 100% insured. But listen, they're already admitting the stock market's down hundreds of billions over this. They're already admitting that this is endangering the entire commodities future market derivatives even further. Why would they not pay the $700 million? This is incredible.
I don't believe they have it, just like Bernie didn't have it. If they have it, put it up, because they said they put up $100 billion. Here's the thing. Salenti CME discussed guarantee oversight on MF Global. And the show I did last night with Rob, we hit the points over and over. This needs to be brought out there. It's a Ponzi scheme. Why aren't they coming up with the money after Terrence Duffy said they would guarantee it to the tune of $100 billion, not $700 million?
All right, Aaron Dykes, I've raised a lot of points. Gerald's raised a lot of points. The last 4 minutes we have, or 3 minutes left with him. Any other questions or comments you've got from Gerald? And Gerald, any other points you think need to be made here today?
Well, first of all, Alex, the article that Gerald is talking about, the headline is Salente, CMA did not guarantee oversight in MF Global scandal. That was Kurt's very nice article from yesterday afternoon. We didn't get to cover it until the Overdrive segment on the radio show, but that's why we got Rob Dew covering it in depth on the nightly news last night. And he's right. It breaks down really what is a fraudulent promise to guarantee this money when clearly they're just running interference for the big boys.
And now the system's just trying to play stupid. I mean, listen, I'm not just saying this, folks. I've studied this. I've called a lot of stuff. And I agree with Gerald. I think this is going to end up probably completely blowing up. I've got to say 100 times the size of Madoff. Because with Madoff, that was $60-70 billion. With the CME group and all these other groups and MF Global and what it ties into, this ties into tens of trillions, does it not, in the entire global derivatives futures market?
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
But the final equation, it's more important just to spread the word about these videos and this information, because the White House is coming out saying they want to censor talk radio. They want to have an EAS alert system, as we covered earlier, breaking in over your computer, over your phone, with video and text messages, telescreens going into public places, forcing their message of fear and tyranny upon the public. And that only big sis and big government will save you. We are in an incredible time as the sleeping giant that is free humanity awakens. No one can deny that. As Congress's approval rating slides to 9%, the system is going to attempt false flag stage terror attacks to get us on their side, and other type activities as a pretext to bring this clampdown in. But as we documented, getting secret MIAC and Homeland Security reports from good law enforcement who are following their oath, none of it has to do with foreign, quote, Al-Qaeda Muslim threats. That's a red herring, an excuse. The entire system behind the scenes is for the American people, and now it's rolling out in the public. I wanted to get one of the most well-versed constitutional law scholars we interviewed, Michael Bagnarik, on the show. You know, we've talked to a lot of constitutional lawyers, Stuart Rhodes, you name it. They're great folks and fighting hard. But Michael has, and I've known him for 14, 15 years since he moved to Austin. I've been doing this 17 years. He's been doing it almost as long. He, of course, was the Libertarian presidential nominee in 2004 and did a great job coming in fourth in that election right behind Ralph Nader. And he's traveled the country teaching his constitutional law to groups of citizens. But now he's shifting gears after recuperating from a heart attack that actually killed him. And he was brought back by the defibrillators, thank God. He's now going to speak before state legislatures. And he's working with Sheriff Mack on a very exciting operation to reach out to the sheriffs as well. And they're calling it Operation Domino Effect. We're going to talk about that before he leaves us. But first, look, we're not happy about it. We talked about it on the radio today. We've been proven right. Everything we warned of, Michael, is now unfolding. And where is it going to go next if we don't turn it around? I mean, why could you and I and Ron Paul and others see this historically coming and see all the signs that were as clear as the nose on my face or your face? And now people are just now waking up to it. And is that why we're seeing the establishment freak out and come down to the population with both feet?
It is. And really the psychological question is why people remain in denial for so long. There were people on the Titanic who refused to believe the boat was sinking because it's just too horrific. And I think that when we tell people that the Federal Reserve is counterfeiting our money and we've got FEMA concentration camps, I think people just get overwhelmed by the concept and they don't want to believe it. But they are believing it now. And as we said in an earlier program today, the government is so out of control that it's hard not to believe it. And we've got all these patriot groups out there. You can't throw a stick without hitting a protest rally. Things are changing rapidly. And we are hopefully teaching people the fundamentals, the philosophy that underscores the Constitution, so that they can understand why individual rights and private property are almost the same thing.
Well, that's right. Humanity has been through this over and over again, and that's why many historians and philosophers and teachers have said those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. People been through this over and over again. They went through 30, 40 years of it under British tyranny before they finally stood up and became the model of liberty worldwide. Now, that greatest model I'm getting chills right now, is under assault. But that's because it's the antidote. And you're out there trying to administer the antidote. As a constitutional scholar, I want your take on this, because now we hear it's a privilege to own a gun, a privilege to drive a car, even though we have all the cases saying it's not. It's a privilege to fly. It's a privilege of this and that. And now they're saying it's a privilege to, have the TSA on the highway sticking their hands down your pants. Well, then if it was something that was lawful, why didn't it happen before in this country? And why was it synonymous with authoritarian states? So as the TSA, with local police under their control, sure, it's 10th Amendment violators, sure, it's 4th Amendment, but specifically for citizens now, driving up to hundreds of officers, including Army, wanting to search their vehicles and their person, what do you do at that point, A? And B, as a scholar, explain to people who are brainwashed, police and others that have been told that that they're allowed to do this, why they're wrong.
Well, what we have to do is be brave enough to resist. No, you may not search my car, and I'm not sure how dangerous that'll be, but we all need to insist that they do not search our car. The legal ramifications of that is the Fourth Amendment. They have to have probable cause. They can't just come into your home and search just because they want to. They have to have probable cause, which means some physical evidence that leads to the probability of other evidence. That's why when a police officer stops you alongside the road, they always ask for permission to search your car, because they know they don't have the authority to do that. Unfortunately, most of us are intimidated. The police officers are tall, they're armed, and we just give in so that we can get this whole mess over with. The TSA, they are searching everybody that goes through. There is no probable cause that you have committed a crime, and it's only because everybody goes along with it. It's just kind of, that's the way we've always done it attitude that allows them to get away with it. And we need to have a lot more people. And you can search the internet. There are already cases where people refuse to do the body scan. They refuse to go through the scanner. I know of at least one lady that, you know, basically stripped down into her underwear. And, so people are protesting. And
I've seen it myself. They have National Opt-Out Day last year, and ended up for 2 weeks. They just turned the scanners off for longer and did none of it. They didn't want to give us a chance to protest and say no. But think about the legal idea that everyone's guilty until proven innocent, and the government's got to stop any potential crime before it starts. At first it's airports, then it's malls, and it's highways. And they've said, yes, we're going to be everywhere. I mean, it is so amazing. So explain to folks the Fourth Amendment. You know, it's houses, persons, papers, effects. I mean, it's your person. It's your body. What do you do when the state police pull you over and don't even ask? Grab your cell phone, plug it into a system to grab the whole contents. What do you do when you find that tens of thousands of Americans without warrants have GPS stuck on it and federal courts are ruling they can do that? I mean, this is a full-on assault on the Fourth Amendment, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And what your listeners need to know fundamentally is that individuals have rights. We are granted those rights by God, and those rights are unalienable. When we created the state governments and the federal government, we granted the government's privileges, and we can take those privileges away anytime we're brave enough to do so. The Declaration of Independence says that we can alter or abolish the government if it's in violation of our rights. So we have absolute total authority. We are the source of all political power in the United States, if we are brave enough to exercise that power. So we have rights. The government has privileges. The government has no authority to change one of our privileges, our rights, into a privilege. I ask police officers if they have a church permit, and they look at me real funny, and I ask them if they've ever filled out a government form that allows them to exercise their religion. And they point out that the government has no authority to require a permit for the exercise of a right. And then I ask them to explain how the Second Amendment...
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Jason Lewis here with the holidays just around the corner. Be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I wanted to have fellow Austinite and patriot Eddie Craig in studio because in the last few years I've listened to his local radio show that can also be heard on the internet and learned a lot from it. I've studied the law quite a bit and learned about common law, Bill of Rights, Constitution. I've studied the court cases that traveling locomotion is not a privilege, it's a right. I've learned about the Fourth Amendment, you name it. But when I listen to Eddie Craig, he can teach us so much more, but especially about state laws and traffic violations and what this whole police state's doing. And Eddie woke up similarly the way I did. When I was in high school, I saw police stealing drugs in Dallas and exposed it and was threatened. Eddie is a Nacogdoches sheriff's deputy, saw a lot of corruption, things missing from the drug locker, and spoke out against it, and also revenue generation, and they came after him. So he'll be a guest from time to time here because he does live in Austin. But I thought in this short interview tonight on InfoWars Nightly News, we'd get him to just basically give you a snapshot of who he is and his awakening, and then really break down what's happened in our society, this road to tyranny. What is tyranny? So, Eddie, thanks for being here with us tonight. First off, spend a few minutes telling your story from the inside a sheriff's department and watching the local police department, and then expand out into how you would, in layman's terms, describe the process of going from a free society into an oppressive, tyrannical society. Because earlier, when we were standing around the water cooler after the radio, you had a good parable to basically describe that to people.
I'm originally an active duty Air Force member. I spent 14 years active duty in the Air Force. That's when I got my first real exposure to the way government actually operates from the inside. When I got out of that, I actually became a Nacogdoches Sheriff's Deputy. I worked inside the county jail. I worked with other individuals. I've worked with the local police officers there. And the people that I worked with, for the most part, were honest, hardworking people. They didn't really understand everything that was going on. They didn't even understand the laws associated with their job. And I'm one of these type of people that I don't settle for being second best at something. I may be second best, but it won't be because I settle for it. So I spent a lot of my time reading and studying the actual statutes that we were expected to enforce. I was also doing it for the purpose of when I was working inside the jail, when these inmates would be brought in and booked, I wanted to know with relative certainty what the actual offense was they were being charged with and so on and so forth, just for my own satisfaction. And it came to my attention that a lot of the people that were being brought in for things like public intoxication, traffic citation arrests, and so on and so forth, were being illegally brought into jail under false pretenses by both the Sheriff's Department, the DPS, and the local municipal police department there in Nacogdoches where I live, and or did live before I came to Austin. But the more I noticed this, the more I started asking questions about it. And the real thing that got me out of the job there, per se, was by I actually caught one of my supervisors misusing public funds and property. He was actually doing his resume for one of the larger police departments in Dallas using county property. He was using the county booking camera, the county film supply, and basically everything to send out all these huge, fancy, picturesque resumes of himself to all these big municipalities because he wanted to get out of the small towns.
Was he also stealing the time?
Yes, he was. He was doing all this on the time when he should be working. He's in there doing this for his own personal business. And then he crashed the booking computer and asked me to help him fix it, which I didn't.
So that's dereliction of duty. It's stealing time and resources.
Embezzlement is what it is. Mm-hmm. And and it's actually misuse of public funds and property. And when he saw that I understood what had happened and how it had happened, he sent me home early off of my shift. And then he actually went to our immediate supervisors the next morning and reported that I was the one that had caused the booking computer crash, even though I hadn't been the one that was on it. And when I tried to bring up the fact that it was this individual that had caused this problem and what he was doing in the interim, that's when they threatened me with jail and everything else if I wouldn't leave.
So the cover-up kicked in. And, of course, this is a microcosm of, say, Penn State, where for 18 years they've been covering it up and going after the police officers and people that tried to expose it. And that's a microcosm of the big mega banks controlling all the regulators and persecuting people at the SEC that blew the whistle. I mean, it's I guess, a system of where you went after something relatively petty, but they then tried to persecute you, making it something bigger, because undoubtedly there was more going on above that.
Well, they compounded it with the fact that I'd bring up these other issues where I believe these arrests were being done illegally, which, of course, affects the revenue generation, especially on the traffic citation side. Most of these arrests that were occurring were on a citation basis. And each one of those citations is worth X amount of dollars in revenue to the city. Basically, the laws of Texas are set up where a city gets to keep up to 50% of the amount of money collected in these fines and fees, while the other 50% goes to the state. So you can honestly say that the municipalities and the counties, their revenue generation is sanctioned by the state because it's a profit-sharing program. So the state won't interfere with it unless the individual causes such a stink as to make them have to look twice at the issues. That's where I come into play. My job is to educate people on what the actual law is. Here's what you're being told. Here's what it actually says. Here's how they're misusing it against you in order to commit fraud and to steal. They're basically taxing the people of Texas untold millions of dollars a year in fines and fees that don't even apply to us, that they should never have been allowed to apply to us. And compounded with these other things, yeah, that's one of the reasons they don't really like me over in that part of Texas anymore. That and the fact that I also went directly after the state comptroller's office for illegally forcing small, unincorporated businesses to collect sales tax. Basically, there's no law in Texas that requires an unincorporated business to collect sales tax on behalf of the state. The state does not pay the individual to do it. The state does not in any way compensate them for doing it. Basically, they're forcing you into indentured servitude as their unpaid tax collector. It's on your dime that you have to take the time to accumulate the money, prepare the reports, file the reports, and pay in the money, and that's all out of your pocket, and the state doesn't compensate you in any way for it. That, in my book, is indentured servitude. When I challenge the state on this, that's when they begin raiding my business under false pretenses, SWAT style. They actually raided my computer repair service business 3 separate times at gunpoint. You would think they were raiding one of the largest drug labs in all of Texas the way they came in there. There was,
and again, this is the law. You were telling me earlier about the case here in Austin that they've now won with these golf carts,
yes,
that drive people around for no money but a tip if they want to give it. And the police had no statute to be even giving them tickets. They've now been defeated in court, but they won't run that on the news. But we're going to get to that in a moment. Define for people the process of going from liberty to tyranny and how it takes place.
Well, it takes place over time. If they actually tried to do it all at once, the people would see it for what it is and rise up against it. That much I honestly believe. But over generations, what they've done, they have slowly indoctrinated us into accepting this is the way things are. They teach it to our kids in school. They teach it to the teenagers in college. They teach it to the adults now that have grown from that generation on up, and it's been a slow over time type of thing, and we've come to accept it where now we've got the public servants have now tried to convert our society of being from their attitude of being a servant into their attitude of being the master of the people. They've completely done a role reversal on the way our republic was set up. The analogy I believe I gave you in relation to this was when a rancher fails to control the coyote population on his ranch, he will see a direct inverse proportion in population to his livestock to the increase in population of the predatory base. So if he fails to keep that predatory base culled down, then he loses money, he loses control of his property, and you know, he eventually gets done in by that. And what we've got now is the state, instead of becoming the servant and protecting the rights of the people as we set them up, they have become the predator. And we, the people, are not keeping that predatory base minimized.
And that's what the founders warned us about.
Exactly.
It's common sense. It happens in every culture. And every form of classical tyranny is now being set up. But they've gone further, adding all this high-tech grid to it. And now in all these training manuals that good police have sent us that have made national news, they say returning veterans are the enemy, gun owners, libertarians, people that talk about the Constitution.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We just broke down how our environment is being assaulted in what is admitted to be a global secret program of geoengineering. It's an admission that there is a secret program going on. We need to know exactly what that program entails and how this aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and sulfur dioxide is affecting not just plant and animal life, but human life as well, as the levels of toxic metals goes up in our soil. And our next guest is going to speak to one of the real canaries in the coal mine of the different biospheres that are on this planet. And then Gerald Celente is joining us, of course, after that. He has had his bank account robbed, all part of the globalist world depression that's being engineered. He had the gold out of his account stolen. Just incredible information breaking here coming up with Gerald Celente after this interview. Now, Conrad Bouffard, if I'm pronouncing that right,
yes, sir,
is our guest. And let me tell you, we are so blessed to have somebody like this right here in Central Texas. He is recognized by many publications, and I have a list of them here, as one of the leading beekeepers in the world. He has the largest beekeeping school in the world. That is undisputed. He started out in bee removal, instead of just killing bees that are so important for our environment and the entire life cycle from plants on up. He specialized in that. And he got so busy, he quit being a school teacher and moved on from there to now being one of the most successful beekeepers in the world. And his honey is also, of course, shipped all over the United States and the world. And I was mentioning to him that my uncle had worked for Fane's Honey going back, you know, 20 years ago. And he said, oh, yes, we work with Fane's. So I have to know that's another company that's real raw honey, not mixing in corn syrup or all that other garbage. And they don't strain out all the good stuff that's in it. So we're going to talk about what is real honey, what's happening with colony collapse all over the world, and this report by Texas A&M that 76 or 77%, depending on the brand they tested, of major companies had no honey in it. And I mean that as an oxymoron or as a pun, because it's not honey if it doesn't have pollen in it, and he's going to explain that. It's no longer honey. It's been cooked. It's been totally changed. And it's great to have you here, Conrad. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm going to try to just give you the floor. You heard the points I threw out. Run through it, and where we stand today.
Sure. Well, you know, this article was like a godsend for most beekeepers, especially beekeepers that are interested in producing raw, unfiltered, unheated honey. And it basically revealed what most all beekeepers know, that the large honey companies are filtering out the pollen and the large sugar crystals and cooking honey from raw honey when they get it in to put it on the shelf, because they believe that consumers want that. They believe that the consumers want honey that isn't really honey by definition. Honey by definition includes the nectar from plants that bees have converted, you know, through their natural processes into the syrupy part of honey, and then the pollen. And the pollen is a critical part. If you take that out, it's not honey. And so, you know, anyone can tell you that honey has to have pollen. So when some of these larger companies come around, and as they've been doing for years now, and take all the pollen out, it does nothing good for the consumer, and it's kind of like taking the engine out of a car.
That's like the system telling us we want white Wonder Bread and not wheat bread, but over the decades they found, oh, the public doesn't really want that. And you know, when you have allergies, they say eat local honey because it has the allergens in the area. I mean, that's always what's been in honey. That's part of it. And can you speak to, I mean, there's a lot of research done on the amazing health benefits of real raw honey, like Round Rock honey. We've got here on the table.
Yeah, you know, there are many benefits to honey. It's been shown to reduce blood pressure. It, in my opinion, has been, and the opinion of many other experts, has been shown to reduce allergies or allergic reactions, histamines, histamine type reactions rather. It taken over time it can normalize blood sugar levels. If you have a wound on your skin, if you get burned, you can put honey on it, and it will actually help heal that wound, because honey naturally draws water and keeps the skin moist.
It helps. And it was the only thing still surviving in the Egyptian tombs 3,000 years old.
Yeah, honey is the only food in nature that's naturally, you know, self-preserving. That's why you can put it in a bottle. You could put it in this glass bottle here and come back in 5,000 years, and it would still be totally edible.
What are the big companies, and we have a list of them, that you see dominating store shelves where it's almost completely clear like water,
right?
And it tastes terrible. I mean, I don't like the processed honey. As a child, my mother would buy both kinds. I always liked, you know, the real brown honey. And, you know, more and more people are starting, obviously, to buy the real honey, because I see it starting to displace the establishment, you know, so-called natural stuff. But what is that stuff that's on the shelves that is devoid of any flavor and doesn't have any pollen in it?
Sure. It's honey that, and not all honey producers are doing this, but it's mostly among the large honey producers. And typically what they do is, you know, they filter out all the pollen, they heat it above 130 degrees, sometimes for days on end. And the reason why they do that is they want to make all the sugar crystals inside the honey the same size, and they want to filter out all the pollens. Because the pollens are, of course, what make it crystallize quicker. So they think, you know, that crystallized honey is bad, and they know what's best for the consumer, so they're going to tell the consumer that it's bad. And it's kind of this self-fulfilling prophecy that that some consumers believe this, but actually, in reality, if you were to go around to most consumers, they believe that they want honey straight out of the hive because it's, you know, it's a God-given product. There's nothing wrong with honey as it comes straight out of the hive. In fact, you can go, like I did when I first started keeping bees, over here in East Austin and pull a hive straight out of a church wall or out of a home, the wall of a home or out of an attic and eat it right there. And, it's completely edible.
Well, that's what I buy. And we actually have listeners that also sent it to us. I buy the sliced cord.
Right.
And that's what I like. And then I just spit the wax out.
Right.
I mean, that has the real flavor when it's in the, I mean, obviously you're the expert, but just my taste buds like the, you know, the, in the comb.
Right, right. And if you take comb honey, usually at the bottom of each cell of the comb, there's usually a little bit more pollen that, you know, just because of gravity, that collects in the bottom part there. So, if you're eating comb honey, you're getting, you know, a little bit more, a little bit higher concentration of pollen. That's just based on my own experience. And then also chewing the wax helps, you know, remove all sorts of things from your teeth. It's a good way to manage tartar in your teeth.
From your research, why? I mean, even medical doctors tell people that have allergies, you need to go and you start eating a lot of local honey when allergy season kicks in. And I've done it myself. It really alleviates a lot of it. What's happening?
You mean what? When?
When you eat the local honey, why is it helping with allergies?
I see what you're saying. So you're taking in a small amount of pollen and you're having a small immune reaction. And over time, your body builds up a tolerance to that. It's the same concept as, you know, allergy shots, building up tolerance over time until you're at such a point where you don't react anymore to that particular pollen.
Now, I want to get into the fact that you have the largest beekeeping school
right.
In the world. That's great that you're bringing real, true agriculture back to society.
Right.
And I'm also interested in what I've read about tax incentives, where people can, even on small pieces of property, knock their property taxes down to almost nothing if they beekeep. I was reading where Bon Jovi has like some $10 million piece of property, but he pays $100 a year. I'm very interested in that because I think we live out in the country. My wife's like, let's get the ag exemption with some donkeys, and I'm like, no, let's do bees. But right. Before we get into that business angle of avoiding, you know, the big wicked tax man who wants to squeeze us to pay it to offshore bankers, what about the crisis bees are going through? There's all these different reports that it's the pesticides, the BT corn, the cell towers, the chemtrails. I'm sure it's a cocktail of things, but from your deep research, because you are respected around the world by folks for being one of the biggest beekeepers out there, what's your gut dead reckoning that's causing this, and how big is the crisis? I've seen numbers in some areas of 80% of the bees gone.
Right, and I think that that's true. I don't. I think that I couldn't put a number on it, but I can say that I don't know a single beekeeper who is doing pollination, like cross-continent pollination, who hasn't lost more than half of his hives. And
yeah, I saw that as the average. Some areas are around 80, they were saying.
Right, right. And areas like upstate New York, some parts of Southern California, and this is just talking to people I know in those areas, they've lost everything. I mean, forget 80, 90%. They've lost 100%. They lost every single hive.
Wow.
And I don't know the man, but I heard from another person who knows a gentleman in Florida who took his hives to Montana. And when he got there, the bees were alive. They came back, I think it was 7-10 days later, and literally every hive, there wasn't a bee around anywhere. I mean, they were just gone. And so what that tells me, and also based on just my gut feeling, is that it is exposure to pesticides, and it's a new class of pesticides. There's been a lot of research on neonicotinoids and other types of pesticides like that. Of course, that may not be 100% of the reason. There may be other things like travel fatigue with, you know, the cross-country pollination and stuff like that. But it wasn't, things didn't get really bad until these other chemicals started being introduced.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.